Bava Kamal Perak Yud Mishnah Yud, the final mission of the Masechta. Mochin Shakoves Motzi, shreds of wool that the laundry man pulls out, he's whitening the wool, and little particles come out while he's rinsing it. Hare Ilu Shalo. These tiny particles belong to him. The owner doesn't care if somebody else takes them, and the launderer is allowed to keep them. This is standard practice. Vesheha Sorek Motzi, but the wool that the comber pulls out, where he's combing and beating the wool, and he has thorns that look like a comb that he uses to scrape through. So that, Hare Ilu Shel Balabayas, these belong to the owner. There's a substantial amount of wool here, and those wool threads can be used for things, so the owner wants to keep it. Hakoveis Noto Shlosha Chutin, a launderer is allowed to pull out three threads. Normally, at the edge of the woolen garment, the way that they did it was they would weave three threads of a different color at the edge, and the launderer would pull them out and then straighten and get the garment more flat. They're basically dry cleaning it and ironing it. And these are woven further away from the woven fabric to keep the garment. They're kind of a little edging to keep the hem straight from unraveling so it doesn't start to become loose. But during the loosening, during the laundering process, they might get a little loose and he can pull them out. Behein shalo, they can belong to him. The owner of the garment doesn't care about those three threads on the edge. Yasser mikain, but more of the threads and the launderer pulls them out. Hare ilu shel bal habayis. These belong to the bal habayis, because once again, like the case of the first laundry, he doesn't care about the tiny parts, but he cares about the more useful, longer threads and bigger parts of wool. Imhoya ha-shachar al gabe ha-lovan. Let's say these were black threads that were woven into the edges of a white garment. Note that asakol, he can take off all the black threads because a white garment with black on the edges looks schmutzy. And we assume that the owner doesn't want black ruining the appearance of his white garment. The hain shalo, and they belong to the launderer because they were intended to be removed once the laundry part was done. Hachayit sheshir min hachut. If a tailor left over thread, so I was doing a job for a customer and he gave me the thread to use and there was some left over, kidei lispor bo, enough to sew with it. That thread, the Rishonim say, is the length of two needles, the minimum length of thread that you can use to sew. Umitalashi shalosh al shalosh, and it's, or, for example, a patch, which is three tfachim by three tfachim. He was sewing a garment and cut off a small patch, which measures three tfachim square, which is useful. Hare ilu shel bal habayis. This belongs to the bal habayis. Whether it's the extra thread, whether it's the extra patch of cloth, he has to return it to the bal habayis. In fact, some of the girsas on the Mishnah say chayiv lahachziron shel bal habayis. He is required to give them back to the bal habayis because these are useful patches and threads. Ma shehecharesh motzi b'ma'atzad. Now, a carpenter who is planing, shaving down boards, and he's making them smooth, and there are fine shavings that come off. Hare ilu shelo, they belong to him. These are thin little wooden shavings the owner doesn't care about. Uvechashil, but if these are bigger chips that come off with a hatchet, with a bigger axe, shel bal habayis, those belong to the owner. Again, the large pieces he's makbid on, the small pieces he's not. Vimhoya osa etzel bal habayis. If, however, the carpenter is working on the premises of the owner, or a different kind of worker working with the owner of any kind, afhanis saros shel bal habayis. Even the sawdust belongs to the owner. Even the tiniest, smallest quantity of whatever comes out belongs to the owner because he's working on the owner's premises and the owner is paying the overhead and he wants to keep whatever leftover material he could possibly get. Hadron Allah, Masechta Bava Kama. Now on to the second Masechta in Masechta Nezikin, Bava Metzia. Shnayim Ochsim Metalos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Two men grabbed a cloak together. And Ze Omer Animit Sasiha. They both agreed that it's a metzia, it's a found cloak. And the first guy says, I found it, and the other guy grabbed after I had picked it up. And guy number two tells the same story. I picked it up, and then the other guy grabbed a hold of it. It's not fair. The first guy says, the whole thing belongs to me. It was my metzia. And the second guy says, it totally belongs to me. Now, in the Gemara, they explain that this can be a second case of Mekach and Memkar, where each one says, I bought it from somebody else, and the other guy says, I bought it from somebody else, and the Mocher took money from both of them, one Midato, one Bal Korcho, and he can't remember which one he took the money from. But either way, so they're both claiming 100% ownership. Ze Yishavash Ein Bo Bal Pachas Michatzeha. Mechatzio. The one guy has to swear that no less than half of the talus belongs to him. Now, of course, to him, he believes the entire talus belongs to him. But he's swearing that certainly not less than half. And v'zei yishav she'en lo ba pachas mechatzio. The second guy also makes the same exact oath. And he swears that no less than half of this talus certainly belongs to me. Then v'yachloku. Then they split the talus in half, or at least they split the value of the talus in half, and so each one gets half. They sell it, they split the money, and each one gets half of the value. Now, Ze Omer Kula Shali, if on the other hand you have a different situation, this one says the whole talus belongs to me, I picked it up. It was mine, and the other guy grabbed hold. And the other guy claims, well, we both grabbed it at the same time. So the first guy swears the whole thing belongs to him. The second guy, not swears, the first guy argues the whole thing belongs to him. And the second guy argues, well, half of it belongs to him, but half of it belongs to me. The guy who says it all belongs to him has to swear that at least three quarters belong to him. Since he believes the whole thing belongs to him, swearing at least three quarters is no big problem as far as he is concerned. And the other one, the Omer Chetzio Shali, who says half of the talus belongs to me, then he is going to swear that Yishava She'en Lo Bapachas Merevia. Well, at least a quarter of it belongs to me. And since he's claiming half, swearing on a quarter is no big problem for him. Zenot L'Shosha Chalokim. Then the first guy who claims the whole talus, he gets three quarters. Zenot L'Ravi. And the last guy, Revia, who claims that half of it belongs to him, he gets only one quarter of the talus. And as the Masechta is going to go on, it's going to explain how some of these things work. But basically what we're doing is we're splitting the argued over quantity. Whatever is in Machlokes, then Yachloku, that's what we are splitting. And so in this case, it's three quarters to one quarter, and in the first case, it is half and half.